sensed that the air pressures had equalized, she opened the lower hull hatch. The smells that flooded in, rash grass, running water, that curious charged smell that seemed to permeate the atmosphere around most temples, brought a rush of nostalgia for the planet she had left behind. But there was no time for personal musings. Three journeyers were waiting for her, wide-eyed and excited. "Welcome, Ranger Brock," the tallest of the three said. "I'm sure," she said. "Where are they waiting for me?" "On Master Lami's Peacemaker," another journeyer said. "We're here to escort you. Please, follow us."
"I am here representing the Council of Masters," the Talid Temple Master Lami said. "Forgive us for not welcoming you back to Tython in more salubrious surroundings. But by necessity, this meeting must be covert."
His long white hair glowed in the room's artificial light. He was old and wise, and Lannery was pleased to see him again. "It's so nice to be back," Lannery said. She bowed.
"Please, please."
Lami pointed to a seat, and Lannery sat facing him and the other five Jedi Masters. This Peacemaker's living quarters had been pared down to provide a circular table with 8 seats around it, and little more. She nodded a silent greeting to Lami, Dam Powell, and the Cathar Master Tem Madog, but the other three she did not know. It seemed that things had moved swiftly while she had been away, especially when it came to promotions.
"Ranger Brock," Master Dam Powell said, smiling. "It's wonderful to see you again in the flesh."
She was a master at Anil Kesh, the Jedi Temple of Science, and during Lannery's training there, she and Dam Powell had formed a close bond. It was she, more than any other, who had expressed the conviction that Lannery would be a great Jedi one day. It was also Dam Powell who had revealed and encouraged the areas of Force use at which Lannery was most skilled. Metallurgy, elemental manipulation, alchemy.
"Likewise, Master Dam Powell," Lannery said.
"How are your studies?"
"Progressing," Lannery said.
There was a hidden place in her peacemakership, and a container holding a very personal experiment, and sometimes she spent long hours at work there. Her alchemical skills still seemed fledgling sometimes, but the sense of accomplishment and power she felt while using them were almost addictive.
"You're a talented Jedi," Master Tem Madog said. "I can sense your experience and strength growing with the years."
It was a Durasteel sword forged by this master weaponsmith that hung by Lannery's side. The blade had saved her life on many occasions, and on other occasions it had taken lives. It was her third arm, a part of her. In the 4 years since leaving Tython, she had never been more than an arm's reach from the weapon, and she felt it now, cool and solid, keen in the presence of its maker.
"I honor the Force as well as I can," Lannery said. "I am the mystery of darkness, in balance with chaos and harmony." She smiled as she quoted from the Jedi Oath, and some of the Masters smiled back. Some of them. The three she did not know remained expressionless, and she probed gently, knowing that she risked punishment, yet unable to break her old habit. She always liked knowing who she was talking to, and as they had not introduced themselves, she thought it only fair. They closed themselves to her, and one, a Wookiee, growled deep in his throat.
"You have served the Jedi and Tython well during your years as Ranger," Lami said. "And sitting before us now, you must surely believe that we mean you no ill. I understand that this meeting might seem strange and that being faced with us might seem daunting. Intimidating, perhaps? But there is no need to invade another's privacy, Lannery, especially a master's. No need at all."
"Apologies, Master Lami," Lannery said, wincing inwardly.
"You might have been out in the wilds," she berated herself, "but be mindful of the Jedi formality."
The Wookiee laughed.
"I am Zhang," one of the strangers, a female of the Sith species, said.
Your father taught me, and now I teach under him at Bodhi Temple. A wise man, and good at magic tricks.
For an instant, Lannery felt a flood of emotion that surprised her. She remembered her father's tricks from when she and Dale were children. How he would pull objects out of thin air, turn one thing into another. Back then, she'd believed he was using mastery of the Force, but he had told her that there were some things not even the Force could do.
"Tricks," he'd said. "I'm merely fooling your senses, not touching them with my own."
"And how is he?" Lannery asked.
"He's fine," Zhang said, her red skin creasing with a smile. "He and your mother send their best wishes. They'd hoped you could visit them, but given the circumstances, they understand why that would be difficult."
"Circumstances?" Zhang glanced sidelong at Law Mi, and then back at Lannery. When she spoke again, it was not to answer her query.
"We have a mission for you. It's delicate and extremely important."
Lannery sensed a shift in the room's atmosphere. For a few moments, they sat in almost complete silence. Temple Master Law Mi, five other Jedi Masters, and her. Air conditioning hummed, and through the chair she could feel the deeper, more insistent vibration of the Peacemaker's power sources. Her own breath was loud. Her heart beat the moments by. The Force flowed through and around her, and she felt history pivoting on this moment, her own history and story, and that of the Jedi civilization as well. Something staggering was going to happen.
"Why do you choose me?" she asked softly. "There are many other Rangers all across the system, some much closer than me. It's taken me 19 days to reach here from Obri." "Two reasons," Zhang said. "First, you're particularly suited to the investigations required. Your time on Kalamar brokering the Hang Leyden deal displayed your sensitivity in dealing with inhabitants on the settled worlds. Your actions on Nox saved many lives. And your defusing of the Wookiee land wars on Skolgora probably prevented a civil war."
It was hardly a defusing, Lannery.